Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, December 17th, 2008. Today we have one of the wonderful variety views that we are privileged to receive here from our home office. We're looking out at a beautiful snowscape. We had a nice snowfall yesterday, several inches, and it has remained on the ground overnight. And our lead picture today is a picture of a beautifully shaped maple that's behind our house. And I'm looking at it because we, of course, have prepared the message in text and then thoughtfully read it. And our reading is not always the same as you may read because we can add to it in our podcast. We are Stephen and Brooke C. Weber. I don't know if I shared that. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. And this is the message, again, for Wednesday, December 17th, 2008. Message is titled, Forever Faithful. Listen to this powerful scripture text from Psalm 145, verse 13.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made.
Yesterday, I received an interesting email ad from Staples, an office supply store we periodically shop. This ad especially caught my attention as the subject was, quote, Will Office Depot closings affect you? End quote.
Office Depot, a competitor to Staples, is closing some stores, and Staples, quote, thoughtfully, end quote, wants to inform us, even though we don't have any Office Depot stores in our area. The ad begins, You can always count on Staples. And that's followed by a press report about the Office Depot closings.
Well, that sure caught my attention. I called Brooksine over to my desk to have a look. She thought it sounded rather arrogant. The email confidently proclaims, When other suppliers are closing their doors, we're here to stay. Well, I certainly hope that's true, but only time will tell.
I believe one of the greatest perspectives we can have in life is a daily recognition of God's faithful and abundant blessings. In the physical realm, these blessings vary among us. Some have better health than others. Some have more of this world's goods. And some have greater heartaches. Because we live in the physical realm, we inevitably focus on these. Nevertheless, how quickly these things can change. Any security we have in the physical world is very tenuous. There is such uncertainty in the current economic conditions, and millions are affected.
I received a phone call yesterday regarding one of our chaplaincy roles. Since this last January, we've had an interesting and really fulfilling role in an international Christian ministry to truck drivers. We share the daily messages in a branded format to an email list and blog. We also staff a 24-hour prayer line in which we have been receiving several calls daily, giving encouragement and praying for the callers. Due to ministry budget shortfalls, my role will be terminated at the end of the year, along with several other staff. Although it's not our sole source of income, it was an important part of our multi-vocational mix.
Well, we all know that the steady job can quickly vanish. An unfaithful spouse, a tragic accident, or medical diagnosis can alter our present and future plans instantly. We really have no guarantees of security in regard to the physical realm. Bluntly speaking, a store, no matter how popular it is at the present, can it really make the claim you can always count on, and you fill in the blank.
Of course, it was Staples in the case today.
Now we realize that the advertisement slogan is intended to make people feel more secure about Staples in this insecure economy.
But in the spiritual realm, our security is absolute, with no deficiency whatsoever. These blessings are safe and abundantly adequate regardless of where we live or how, quote, blessed, end quote, we happen to be in the physical. You see, my Christian brother or sister that may be reading this in Africa or India or anywhere else on this planet is equally blessed with me in the spiritual realm.
And what a tremendously assuring truth this is expressed in our daily verse. These are 3,000-year-old words written by King David, and I quote it again. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. The first part of the verse is classic Hebrew parallelism, a great reinforcement of the reality of God's eternal kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures through all generations.
The second part has two complementary truths.
The Lord is faithful to all his promises. The Lord is loving toward all he has made.
These statements may not always appear to be true in regard to our own observation and experiences, but they are absolutely true in the spiritual realm, and equally so regardless of the extent of our physical and material blessing or lack thereof.
Many of you are encountering a shaking that reveals the insecurity of this present world. Today, let us consider the altogether abundant blessings and promises of God. And I close with a powerful verse from Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
Let's all pray together. Jesus, our material accumulation initially brings great pleasure, but it fades with each passing day. When we strive to hold on to that which is fleeting, it deters us from that which has eternal significance. Lord, you promise to give us all things that we have need of as we seek you and your kingdom above all. May your light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the glory of God in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you, Brooksine, for getting through this. She woke today not feeling really well, and I said I think I could probably do the podcast by myself, but people are accustomed to hearing a husband and wife team, and she said, I can do it, and she did. Maybe she has a touch of the flu. Last week I had a similar 24-hour period. I didn't feel so well. So we are planning on staying in today. We're getting a kind of a rain right now, so I'm afraid if the temperature goes up, we're going to lose our snow. We'll have a very busy day tomorrow with our chaplain work. We have had 10 different locations or ministries we work at. Of course, I mentioned in the message we've lost one of them at the end of the year. We pray for all of our companies and for our ministry that we worked with. We know these are tough times, and part of our multivocational mix, we rely on gifts and offerings to our online ministry. We want to thank any of you that have considered or have given to us. We also have several roles as chaplains in companies, very part-time roles, and it's just what we call not a bivocational, which typically is two jobs, but a multivocational mix that we rely upon to meet our family budget. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Again, our message prepared for 12/17/2008. We share that because you can hear a great song on the site today. I don't know if it was ever a real popular song, but I like the tune of it. It's called Faithful and True, and we have both a video, and I'm not sure, I think that's just a slideshow video, and audio versions of it. Also have several photos up today on the site of our snow. It gave me an opportunity to practice my photography yesterday, and we have some glimpses of our neck of the woods. We also have, as we've been having up, some resources for Christmas celebrations that you can scan through. They're available as some web pages and some PDFs, and just some ideas. If you're a pastor or a church leader, you may be able to use them in your church. And of course, even in your own home, you may have need for these materials. Well, have a blessed day today, and remember, God is forever faithful.